Good afternoon and a pleasant welcome to One Voice on Omo Radio. This is the time where we bring the young people to talk about their issues and how they are contributing to the growth and development of Liberia through their engagement, whether sitting with the policymakers and crafting the ideas, or whether they are part of the ideas being crafted and how they are implementing it are issues we talk about when we bring the young people. At times we bring the policymakers to talk about what they're doing for the young people and how they are contributing to national development. My name is Amos William. Stay tuned. Well, to discuss today's topic, we've invited Goto M. Kopo. Goto is the founder and executive director of the group Educate the Future Liberia. We also have with us Mohammed C. Mohammed is also a founder and a communication officer. Both Goto and Mohammed would like to say good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Mr. Williams.
Good afternoon, Mr. Williams.
Okay, we also have with us Terrence P. Terrence is chair on mentorship with the group Educate the Future Liberia, and we have Emmanuel Tete. I love the last name Tete. Are you Ghanaian?
Yeah, my father is a Ghanaian.
Oh, okay, that's right. I like the last name. They are both part of the group Educate the Future Liberia. Emmanuel and Terrence, I say good afternoon as well.
Good afternoon, Mr. William. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, listening audience. Mr. William would like to say good afternoon.
Okay, let's first start with, let me give a little, I think, Goto, you could start up with this. Since if I were talking education today, give us a little background of the group Educate the Future Liberia.
Once again, I want to say good afternoon, audience, and good afternoon, Mr. William. Mm-hmm. It's a privilege to be here at Omo Radio to discuss issues pertaining to young people with regard to Educate the Future Liberia. Mm-hmm. Educate the Future Liberia started in 2015 when this idea was crafted with my personal life and the life of my friend Mohammed C, where we had a series of challenges in our education. We realized that our parents could not afford for us to go into a tertiary education, and then it was something that we felt were already giving us a serious problem in achieving our dreams, because we had a bigger plan, we had a bigger goal, but yet we were not given the opportunity to quality education. So when I realized that those things were affecting me, and I saw other young children also involved in a series of problems, so I went to Mohammed and said, Mohammed, this is something we need to address. And Mohammed and myself started to talk, and lately we also realized that the mass failure of students in public exams were also a serious issue, that every year we have huge number of students failing and there was nothing being done about it. Mm-hmm. So Educate the Future Liberia, we got the idea. I met Mohammed, shared it over with Mohammed. Mohammed bought it, shared it over with Clon. We sat down and then we crafted ETF Liberia. And today, Educate the Future Liberia is a legal organization, and we are training young people for public examination. We have trained over 500 students in 3 years, and we have had over 80% pass rate. And we're also improving them in their education and personal development.
So, with what you into, and did you all go to school in Liberia? Did you go to school in Liberia?
Yes. I graduated from BWB Harris Episcopal High School in 2010.
Okay, give us a little background of where your motivation came from. Going to school, doing your school days, was there any reason for which you think you, after graduation, you met with Mohammed and your friends and saw the need to form Educate the Future Liberia?
Yes, in 2010, after my graduation, I had the opportunity to enroll at Cardinal University, but I did not complete because there was no funding.
Okay.
And I'm from a economically disadvantaged family.
Okay.
So coming back home and seeing my friends, we all started, was something, I was in tears coming back to Monrovia, seriously. And then it was something that I really felt bad about. But when I came, and then in 2015, like I said, I met Mohammed on because Mohammed myself graduated from BW Harris, though I graduated before him. Mm-hmm. And then I met Mohammed. I said, Mohammed, there is something that is really, really bothering me, but it is my story. I think there are many other young people facing serious problems. They only need opportunity to realize their dreams. But the only way we can do this when we start educating the future of Liberia, where we will unleash the potential of every child and develop leaders for transformation.
So your challenges, what were it? What were your challenges you came across and then it had a point of giving your conscience to say, I got to do something to help my colleagues, members of my generation. Where were some of the things you encountered that brought this up?
One of them was, I always been a top student in my school.
Okay.
And one.